T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's what he meant. All right. Is it 10 yet? Shall we get to this?
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Exactly. All right. Time now for LB's greatest moments of the week. I will do this before we get to the top three moments from our sports director this week. I want to give away a pair of tickets for the Great New England Barbecue Festival to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation, which is happening at the end of this month at Wachusett Mountain. Please do not bring your dirt bike.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are there are a lot of dangerous rattlers in the woods of Princeton. All right. So if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-931-1223, then you'll win a pair of tickets for the Great New England Barbecue Festival Saturday, September 29th or Sunday, September 30th. There's barbecue and then there's good barbecue. The Great New England Barbecue Festival at Wachusett is a benefit for the Greg Hill Foundation, and tickets are available at wachusett.com. That's wachusett.com. But I'm going to give you some if you're the seventh caller right now on the Framingham Ford Studio Live.
Amazing event.
All right. It is. It's that time of year. It's fall. Yeah. You want to be outside. Nice.
You do the bonfires.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's great. All right. Shu, what was moment number three from Lindy this week?
Moment number three comes from our discussion of Paul McCartney giving that gentleman's quarterly interview about him and John Lennon and the rest of the Beatles having a, as you put it, an aggressive bullpen session together.
Yes.
And this moment kind of gives me faith, or at least relief, that I was a big fan of the Bruins in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and that none of the other players really participated in that, according to LB.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
It's so weird, the guy thing with the whole masturbation. I mean, I was with 20 naked guys every day for bees practice, and no one even threw that out there.
Well,
like, how do you get there?
Not to you.
In the 80s, yes. The Bruins, this is a little-known NHL fact, mm-hmm. In the 80s, the Bruins used to practice naked. That was what they do. All right. Well, what was moment number two?
Moment number two, if you remember, Monday morning, LB showed up with a black eye.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did.
And he explained that he was trying to play golf at Kenny Casey's tournament, and he fell over.
Yes.
Okay. I attempted to play Kenny Casey's golf tournament Friday, which you were nice enough to allow me to take the day off.
Yes, yes.
I made it through the third hole, and my back was toast and was giving out, and so I was feeling really lousy from the waist down, and so I said goodbye to the fellas that I was playing with.
Yes.
And I proceeded to get to my car, and at which point my back gave out and I did a face plant. I want to thank the two young teenagers that helped me to my truck.
Now, way too much information as far as I'm concerned.
Way too many details.
Yeah. We know what that means on this show. When you give way too many details, we know what that means. All right. We're in the middle of LB's greatest moments of the week, and time to get to the number one moment this week.
LB had a very interesting choice in footwear a couple of days ago. That was captured on Facebook Live.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this was his excuse for why those particular shoes looked the way they did.
Annie went and bought me new Skechers, and they were white. Remember?
Yes.
So I spray painted them black rather than throwing them up.
You spray painted them?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just
like, go buy another pair of sneakers?
No, return them. But she not have the receipt or something?
Yeah, I never thought about it.
Of course you didn't.
Receipt? What?
New trend.
What's that?
Spray painting your sneakers, your new sneakers. Right. That is a new trend here in our country. All right, there you have it. It's 8:04, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. This, real quick, this is Faith, and Faith has won a couple of tickets for the Great New England Barbecue Festival. Hello, Faith.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Congratulations. Have you been to the barbecue festival?
No, I have not.
You haven't? Okay.
You're going to love it.
You are going to love it. Where are you from?
Well, originally from Arizona, from Peoria, Arizona.
Were you ever bitten by a rattlesnake while mountain biking?
No, I have not.
No, okay, all right.
If you cut off a rattlesnake's head,
yes,
after 7 years, it could still bite you.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Captain Topper, right there.
Wait, if you cut a rattlesnake's head off, it can still bite you after 7 years?
Yes, that's why they say that you have to, if it ever happens, when you cut it off, you have to dig a hole like 5 feet.
Yes.
And then put it down under. So if like somebody is like walking by, it doesn't like, it still has that reaction, like the muscles.
That is amazing. Yes.
We did a story about that in June. A guy in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was out with his wife gardening. Mm-hmm. He cut the head of the rattler off with a shovel. And then the thing bit him.
And then he got yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's why they say to bury it as far deep as you can.
Yes.
You guys are great.
All right. Faith, we will see you at the barbecue festival at Wachusett coming up at the end of the month.
Okay? Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, no. Don't thank me. All right. Thanks to Faith for calling. That's an ear cricket. On a serious note, real quick, Greg Hill Foundation raising money for those that were affected by the Columbia gas explosions in Lawrence and in Andover and in North Andover yesterday. And so far, you incredible people have donated $3,750. We are matching your donations today up to $10,000. You can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. We are a registered 501c3 foundation, and it's a tax-deductible donation. And so I hope that you will give, whether it's $10, $25, whatever you feel like you can give. There are countless individuals and families who have been displaced and have lost everything after those horrible explosions. So certainly make a donation if you can, and I thank you in advance for that. And go to thegreghillfoundation.org. We are able to match thanks to the generosity of DMB Financial, who almost immediately yesterday stepped up and offered to match what is given. So I thank them, and I thank you, not only in this case, but we had a board of directors meeting last night.
Yes.
And the foundation has now given $2.3 million.
That's amazing.
To those in our area who are suffering through emergency situations. So,
boy, you're a real jerk.
$2.3 million we have been able to donate thanks to your generosity. So I can't thank you enough for that.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, LB, I'm guessing if you hung around to ride out the storm, you'd ride it at the end of the bench. It's the most of your brewing career.
On WAAF.
All right. Hold on a second. Kevin, was just in Lawrence and wants to give us an update before we get to Hill Mail. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
I work in Lawrence. I was just there. I had to go all the way up off 495 into the border town, Salem, and get back through Methuen,
yes,
just to get to my building, because we, you know, I had guys come in to get paychecks, and that's the only reason I went. I live in Wakefield, so it was a tough way to get in. The town's like a ghost town.
Yeah,
all you see is cops and first responders, and out by 495 near the old cinemas, they have a command center set up with this television, state police,
yeah,
Lawrence. I've seen Boston police and Norwood police going up 93, going towards the area. So it's a big mess out there.
No, it is. And there's a lot of work ahead and a lot that has to be done. And they're working to get the electricity back on.
Yeah.
And so those of you who have donated this morning, thank you. And those who will, thank you. And you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org right now to make a donation. Here for you now, the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:51 a.m.
Danielle just says she wants to see Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins together. Musically or sexually?
End of message.
I think it's the former, not the latter.
Right.
Yes.
Thursday, 7:59 a.m.
Yo, this is Steve. Companion. Anybody got directions on how to make a bed? Yo.
End of message.
So just to clarify.
Yeah.
Not to pry.
Yeah.
But our afternoon producer, former assistant producer on this show, Stiz Grimey, is not companion.
He's not companion. He's not my boyfriend.
Okay. All right. All right. Companion is a different person.
Yes, entirely.
Not Stiz Grimey.
No.
Now, is Stiz okay with the fact that you have found someone else and that he's not companion?
You know, rudely enough, I haven't reached out to do a well-being check.
Oh, what?
I assume he's fine. He's got things going on. Stiz is a very busy fellow.
I see how you are.
Yeah.
So you start dating somebody else, and then it's like, forget about anybody else that came before. Like, I mean, poor Stiz.
Well, he didn't anywhere.
Who's helping him get over his heartache? I mean, who's helping him get through this?
Superstar,
I mean, you're happy.
Snook.
He probably has to look on. He has to look on the social medias and see how happy you are.
Right.
And meanwhile,
listen to how bubbly I am on the radio.
Right. How giggly and effervescent you've been the last few days because of what's going on with companions.
I mean, I think we all benefit now.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we all benefit.
How that goes with musicians. You know, they get down, they get bummed out, you know, they get heartbroken, they go into the studio.
Right.
Probably he's going to write a blockbuster album about it. He's going to be Taylor Swift.
It'll lead to a masterpiece.
So you're calling Stiz a musician?
Yeah.
Come on.
5:36 a.m.
LB and Sarah Palin alike. Yeah. Breath size.
End of message.
She's hot.
Somebody said yesterday that LB was the Sarah Palin of this show. He knows what he wants to say. He just can't say it.
You know, kid, I was telling you.
I think we have like a WAF listener named Faith that calls in and tells some goofy story about a rattler's head. When you chop it off, it'll bite you 7 years later. That's perfectly believable. But me saying that a rattlesnake would bite a dirt bike rider is ridiculous.
She doesn't have a history of making claims that might be a little outrageous, which I think is why. I think the 7 year thing is a little much. Probably a Snopes thing on that. Maybe 7 minutes.
Maybe I'll buy a rattlesnake. We'll chop the head off, see if it bites me.
Let us know how that goes.
We'll store it in the office here for 7 years.
Don't do that.
6:35 a.m.
This message is for Danielle, actually. Sweet Danielle, please take it easy this weekend, okay? Don't overexert yourself or anything. I don't want you to get the rhabdo or any kind of flu or anything. Imagine having to call in sick on Kenny Loggins Day, right?
End of message. 6:41 a.m.
Hey, Micah. I'll be here. So I heard the waves are 90 feet. Did you see that? No, like I said in the beginning,
I live inland. Oh, well, I'm a Boston Bruin.
End of message.
But Canada, they bonded over Canada.
Yeah.
So there's that.
7:01 a.m.
This is for you, Danielle. I'm all right. Danielle thinking about me. She wants to give me a try. Why won't she just let me be? Who do you want? Who you don't think about? Everybody, listen to your old heart beating. Your old heart beating.
End of message.
Wow. That is amazing. Heart to Heart, though, my favorite Kenny Loggins song.
Kenny Loggins on the show Tuesday during the 9 o'clock hour. Danielle's dream get.
7:03 a.m.
Hey, LB, you should be a weatherman. They're the only ones that can get their job wrong and not get fired.
End of message.
Well, I'm always a nitwit, but we had somebody call in from Carolina that's riding out the storm at her business, you know, because she doesn't want to get looted and lose everything.
Well, that is true. I mean, you were criticized yesterday for saying that these people should stay and be Hurricane Hardos.
No.
And we had one of them on the show this morning during the 6 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right.
7:10 a.m.
Hey Greg, going back to the video game conversation. NHL 19 is out today with 200 legends in it. Did LB make the cut? I hope so, LB.
End of message. 7:23 a.m.
Come on, Greg. You know, people get bitten by rattlesnakes every day on their bicycles.
End of message.
Happens all the time.
That's all right. I'll do some research. I'll get back at
you. No, you won't. Oh,
yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Yeah, Second Sports, 9:10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text asking Danielle which would be better, a Bubs Dola or a Mac Loggins?
Oh, that's tough. I don't think Bub Stola could handle my fire. So I'd probably go with the older guys just to kill him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's their final show.
Oh, that's a yacht tower.
Oh, there's got to be another.
Would it be on the tour bus?
No, it would be on the yacht. Durr. Robbie Dupree will be there, as will Boss Skaggs. It's an orgy.
I'm trying to decipher.
A yacht rock train.
We all know that when the foundation does anything, there are some who like to reach out and angry text about it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what this text message means. I'm going to need some clarification from this 508 texter who says, "Sorry, Greg, this is who you should be raising money for, not a group of people."
The texter is referring to the young man that lost his life when the chimney fell on his car when he was sitting in the driveway.
Oh, he will. We are raising money for him.
Right.
What is that?
This texter is indicating that all funds raised should go solely to that man's family and not be distributed to others.
Oh.
That seems to be the point they're making.
Why would one do that? Why would one not help everybody?
I don't know.
Why would those organizations that want to help people not help everybody?
My go-to on this with the angry texters is it takes
a village. It take a village?
No, it takes a little bit of dough, do some homework, get a lawyer, start a 501(c).
Yes.
And you can donate your money and raise money.
Yes.
And give it to whoever you think deserves it in your mind.
Yes, that's a good point.
Right. So I'm just defending my friend who it was his choice to start a 501(c). It's his organization that has raised $2.3 million
donated,
distributed,
yeah,
donated. And that's 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Greg doesn't drive a Ferrari.
I'd like
and pay
to.
Himself a salary.
I would like.
You're not going to be able to get out of a Ferrari.
He donates every penny.
I would like to.
To whom he chooses, because He did the homework. He put in the effort, and he started the Greg Hill Foundation.
Here's a 978 text. If it was a white cop, millions would be donated. Nice try, guys.
Shut up. Oh, God, you make yourself. You know, just send us your name and address and where you work so your coworker can bust your nuts because you're a loser.
Brian.
Hey, kid.
What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
What's up?
Hey, before my sis comment, Shu, new music recommendation for today?
Yeah.
Fit for a King, Dark Skies, just came out. Check it out. You'll love it.
Thank you. I will.
So, if I can make a recommendation for Stiz, instead of spending the time or wasting the time writing a heartbreak song for Danielle, he could just do a cover of Whole Lotta Rosie.
Oh, no.
That is what that song is about, supposedly. All right. 978 text. I'm sure that person hasn't seen the news, but one of the houses that exploded was a young Lawrence police officer's home. Yes. Did you see the... that story, that home exploded, and after making sure that the family was okay,
yeah,
he went back to helping everybody else.
Yeah, Ivan Soto is his name.
Yes, yeah. And so there's a lot of amazing stories that are coming out this morning, including Danielle, the woman who credits her cat,
yes,
with saving her life.
Yes.
You see
the cat,
that story?
The cat was meowing at the basement door.
Yeah.
And she went to let the cat upstairs and then saw that there were flames, I believe, coming from the furnace.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she was able to evacuate.
Oh, that's how terrifying this thing was, is that these furnaces,
yeah,
in just started to catch on fire. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
That's crazy, man.
Absolutely, absolutely terrifying. This is Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Hey, Patrick, yes, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Greg. I live in Lawrence, and all this craziness went down when I was at work. But I just want to know if I could give two random dings to my neighbors. Mr. Tejeda, who went around the neighborhood and shut everyone's gas off for them. And my other neighbor, Dave Murphy, who went around and made sure everyone got out of the neighborhood.
There's lots of video last night of there were people who were bringing garden hoses,
yeah,
from their own homes to help the firefighters. I mean, just mm-hmm. It renews your faith in,
yep,
in common decency. This is Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Hi guys, how are you?
Oh,
hi Vicky.
Is it?
I didn't go
not,
Twitter. Well,
not,
they'll call me Taken.
Yeah, Taken Twitter. Vicky, taking Twitter, Vicky. Yes, what's going on, Vicky?
Well, I was listening, and I was really hoping this morning I was not going to hear you receiving texts or tweets from people once again claiming your foundation is doing the wrong thing. I am so frustrated with this. I just want people to start thinking about this, the foundation, like this. You help people who are being exposed to trauma that or tragedy that could happen to any single one of us on any single day. And I often have an inside scoop into some of these events and people you're helping. I have a lot of friends who are cops, and, you know, I hear the horrific details like last night from, you know, Lawrence and Andover and Methuen, and it's tragic. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with people, and they have to start understanding that you are helping everyday people who are dealing with something that could happen to any single one of us. So once again, I thank you for everything you do, Greg, and the foundation. But my frustration with these idiots is hitting an all-time high.
Well, I think you have to look at, you have to try to look at it like this. There are a lot of people who unfortunately are not happy about their situation in life. And they are... they spend their time trying to take out their frustration on others, and if you can feel some, like, try to feel sad for those people, not hacked off, then I think you'd be better off. There are people who are not happy with where they. It's like yesterday when I had the amazing opportunity to pick out the watch that we are going to give away as a part of a fundraiser for the foundation at Wine, Watches, and Wheels. And there was some buffoon who was making comments on Instagram about how Ernie should pay for everyone's ticket to go to Wine, Watches, and Wheels.
What?
Because he has...
Because he has money?
Because he has money.
Get the hell out of here. I can't. Just stop. Because Ernie does nothing for charity, right? Ernie's not the most one of the most philanthropic people on the planet.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. So,
yeah, and his, and Ernie's money would be better spent helping somebody in an event, a tragic event like this, than buying Joe Schmo a ticket to come to, you know, a fun event. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but
yes.
But I see where you're coming from. I totally hear you. And listen, I'd be the first to donate to any of these haters out there if, God forbid, something horrific happened to them. And I know you would too, Greg,
yes,
so,
yes.
You know, I'm just going to leave my comment at that. But thank you again.
All right.
You know, for that buffoon... I would love for Ernie to just black out his whole tax return and just give us a number.
Of what he gives all the time?
Oh, my God. Music drives us. What do you think that costs? You know, I mean, that's just one. That's one of many things that Ernie does for charity. It's like, shut up.
You would be, I think you would be shocked at the level at which angry, sad people are willing to reach out and try to do things to harm others.
Yes.
All the time. I'm shocked by it sometimes, what people will do.
It's disgusting.
And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, LB, take a lesson.
So, no. No, here's somebody who said, see, this is what I like. 978 text. Greg, I disagree with virtually everything you say opinion-wise on this show, but when it comes to the foundation, they do great work. And yes, you know what? You should disagree with me. Probably about 60% of my opinions are wrong, or maybe even more, but they're opinions. So
if you're at 60%, what is LB at?
All right. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. LB, question for you.
Yes.
508 texter would like to know, who is more distraught, Stiz Grimy, that Danielle has found companion,
dumped him,
or you, that single Twitter Vicky is no longer single?
You're overthinking this.
Overthinking.
Yeah. Number one, I just wanted to, you know, hit that. So it wasn't about emotion. It was about she's a hot little spinner.
Right.
And she kind of got to be a part of the show. Coming to some of the events, and she was there, and I was there, and she listened to the show. So I thought I might have had an in. She might have had a crush on me. She's got a guy.
Here's the text that says, I wish Ernie would give Shu a new Corolla.
No way, baby. Barbara's still
Barbara.
Running.
Yeah.
We'll have a retirement party in about 7,000 miles.
Wait, Barbara's going to get to 300,000 miles,
she's
right?
Getting to 300K. My mechanic is a genius.
Is it only 7,000 miles until she turns 300,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
She's been very good to me.
All right, we got more to come, and today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. It is 8:39, and this is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, John?
Yeah, you know, Greg, I'll bet you anything that your foundation is going to filter more money towards North Andover and Andover because there's illegal aliens that live in Lawrence. You know something? These jerks that call in and text in and say stuff like that, Greg, I'd like to see their tax returns.
Well,
they haven't donated a dime to any charity.
Well, you know, bud, the easiest thing is those people just show up at the event, donate some dough.
Yeah, I don't want to. Some people say, why do you address these people? I address it just because it points out to me a really interesting trait in some human beings where they are able to find something bad in
everything. Yes. And feel the need to share it with others bring them down and bring their efforts down as well.
And it must be so miserable to be like that.
It's not because they get off on doing that.
They do?
That's their only joy is making other people miserable.
Really?
Yes. It's like some weird form of Schadenfreude.
Yeah,
They love it. When they have a gotcha moment, when they text, it's like, I like when you read the text because I think people need to be aware of the attitudes of others, but I also hate it because I'm like, oh, don't give them the attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're sitting there and they're like, he read my text. I showed him.
Yeah. Well, no, I know.
Erection.
But honestly, if that's what, if you're getting hard from that, you have a serious mental imbalance. Uh-huh. You have a mental imbalance and it's a derangement thing. So. But yes, I thank everybody who has donated so far this morning. You have donated almost $5,000.
Way to work, people.
Latest total is $4,900 donated toward those affected by the Columbia gas explosions in Lawrence and Andover and North Andover. And we are matching, the Gray Hill Foundation is matching your donations up to $10,000. So you can continue to donate up until the end of the show and probably throughout the day today when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. I don't know how you feel about this. I got a series of three text messages from a 617 texter who is bothered that the Celtics haven't released Jabari Bird based on what he is accused of.
Well, he's innocent until he's found guilty.
Yeah.
But there have been other players from other teams, not necessarily the NBA, I think, that have been released for similar things before anything was proven, right? Year.
Aaron Hernandez would be one.
I think it's a whole conduct unbecoming. They don't want to be associated with the thing.
It's
private
an
business.
Owner's choice.
Yeah.
And again, innocent until found guilty.
Well, yes.
But
that's the question is, it is the owner's choice. And
you can't just say you're toast. We don't know the situation. We don't know how turmoil it was. How mad. How dangerous. We don't know any of the facts. So he threw. I understand.
Allegedly.
So that allegedly he threw his significant other against a wall.
Well, there were 12 different violent incidents that he's accused of.
I did not
during
know that.
During that time with
okay,
her.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I would think there's a situation
and a kidnapping charge.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't let her leave.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's okay. All alleged.
Yes.
Well, no, if it's 12 incidences, then I've
12, not in the past, 12 during that, 12 times he was alleged to have been violent with her.
Okay, so then go to court you get a restraining order, and when it all goes down, then gas pipe the guy.
Yeah.
True, he's a loser.
Yeah. I mean, it does go either way sometimes when it comes to professional franchises and what they do with players who are accused of things. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'd.
What do you?
There are some that have done much less to reprimand a player for far greater offenses.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Do you think he should have been let go?
When
the charges first came up, because this is. About a week? Has it been a week or so since the charges were made public?
Yeah, 5 days.
Okay,
so it was really, so...
Is he suspended?
They have not suspended him, I don't think. But, of course, don't forget that there is the collective bargaining agreement, and the Celtics are bound by that.
Right.
And I'm sure that, All right. It is 8:44, and let's get to the news. The news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. There's a controversy in Georgetown, Texas that involves a a gate attendant at a park near Lake Georgetown. And in the video, the driver is reportedly being blocked by one of the park attendants. And the park attendant is screaming in the video that she's being run over by the driver.
Yeah.
Now, it's been shared.
She's not, right?
She's not.
Okay.
but she's telling 911 that she's being run over. She's calling for someone to help her. according to the driver's Facebook post, he told the park rangers they couldn't hold him there for no reason. But then police pulled him over later on. The driver said that he was grateful the police understood that he wasn't actually running the park attendant over. Uh-huh. They've identified the staffer. The park said that she has since been let go.
Oh, good.
And we've got some sound from a video that was shot during the incident.
Ma'am, ma'am, he's running me over!
No,
ma'am,
I'm not.
Ma'am, hurry, please, hurry! Mike! Mike! Oh. Hurry, ma'am! Ma'am, I don't know, and he's a lunatic, and he's videotaping me! Ma'am, please hurry! Mike! You're in trouble.
How
you're
so?
Going to jail.
How so?
You're hurting me.
How?
You just ran over. Ma'am, please hurry. He just ran over and he's still moving. Please, ma'am. Please hurry. I'm gonna throw it. Stop. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry.
Ma'am.
He ran over me.
She's saying I ran over her.
Somebody
that's crazier than Danielle.
Somebody looking for a bag of cash.
That is crazier than Danielle.
Shoo, can I borrow your iPhone for a second? Because I want to change Francoise's ringtone to
Mike! Yes.
Mike, you're going to change it to, oh yeah, that'd be great. Every time you call, that would be great.
Obscure reference. Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
Moose out front should have told you.
Mike? Mark? Is it Mark or is it Mike?
Wow.
Mike!
Somebody's off their meds.
Yeah.
That's nuts. All right, what else is in the news?
There's some excitement about the Uranus Examiner,
no,
Greg.
Come on, say it right.
Oh, Uranus.
There's a new newspaper.
Yes.
That has just debuted.
Yes.
In a town in our country.
Yes.
Which is named
Uranus.
Uranus.
In Missouri.
In Missouri, there's a Uranus, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a new newspaper there, which they have chosen to name the Uranus Examiner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of you know, you get the Plainfield Examiner and the Cleveland Dealer Examiner and the used to be the Herald Examiner here in our city back in the 1940s and the 50s. It was called the Herald Examiner. So, of course, everybody wants to make punny jokes and dad jokes about this. And there's a lot of excitement out there, including some local television news reports.
Yes, we have some sound from a report where they're talking about reporting live from the town.
Uh-huh.
And this Andrew, this reporter's name is Andrew Havronik.
Okay.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city. It's a destination. Uranus needs to be represented well here.
Give that guy an Emmy.
I was sure.
Yeah.
That's Emmy material right there.
Genius.
Best that local news report.
That's Hill Dog talent right there.
That's not an Ozark spoiler. I just want to make it clear that's not an Ozark season 2 spoiler.
Oh.
Wow. This is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, guys. Let me start by saying welcome to your show on Friday, Greg. Hey.
Thank you. I'm glad to be. Listen, I got to tell you, I don't really have any day scheduled off until Christmas, so
All good for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a miserable few months without any vacation days. But what's up? What's up, Michelle?
All right, well, LB mentioned he's going to have the guys Google how many people in America have been bitten by a rattlesnake.
Yes.
Let me just remind you guys that Google search does not include the country of Chicago.
No.
Thank you. Thank you on that.
No,
my bad.
Not.
Very good.
And, yeah. An obscure reference on crazy named towns.
Yes.
Former Boston Bruin, Gordy Kluzak, grew up in Climax, Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Don't forget Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of Amish live
yes.
around there.
Yes.
All right. What else is in the news, Danielle?
I had no idea that Julie Chen was married to Les Moonves.
What?
Am I in the
Where
dark?
Where have you been for the last? Do you,
no clue.
You're not doing your homework.
I'm not.
You're the
I
news,
didn't know
you're
that.
You're the news director of
That's
this show.
That's entertainment news, sir.
No. You're saying Les Moonves is entertainment news?
Yes. Well, no, I mean previous to that, like her being married to him would have been considered.
Right, I don't want to argue with you, but I think the question of whether or not she would be sticking with the man who was her boss.
Yes.
That she's married to mm-hmm. is a has been a big news topic, but anyway, yes, they're married.
Yes, they are.
There was a moving truck in front of the home day before yesterday, moving some stuff, and a lot of people felt like she was moving out when it comes to her marriage. But
I don't know about that because she made a pretty big statement on air. Now Julie Chen hosts. Big Brother, and she also was on The Talk, that one.
Yeah.
And so she had taken a few days off from The Talk, and then she signed off at the end of Big Brother when she returned to host it, and she did it in a way that she's never done it before.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
She's always referred to herself as Julie Chen.
Oh.
So I think that's a pretty big signal that she's sticking by him.
I thought you were going to say that she signed off and said, I'm Julie Chen, and I got a bag of cash coming from Lace Moonves.
Lace Moonves.
That's a big bag of cash.
Kenny just won.
But I guess I'm assuming that there's an ear roach. Hello, Zach. What's up, Zach?
I got an obscure reference for you.
Go ahead.
About Uranus.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Jackass did a skit a bunch of years ago where they went to Mianus, Connecticut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
That's in Connecticut?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yep, Mianus, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
It's nicer in Uranus, though, Missouri.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of locations, let's head south.
Fuel up the G4. We're flying to Florida.
And now,
a woman who thought she had bad Chinese food was actually pregnant.
Another edition of
What is the reason why one would paint a tortoise?
Florida, not like the rest of us.
That's ridiculous.
Greg, I don't know if you've ever run into this checking in at Signature Flight Support when you're heading out on a private jet, but in Tampa, there was a passenger who was upset that his JetBlue flight to San Juan was delayed, so he proceeded to cause a scene and take his pants off in the middle of the terminal.
Oh, my gosh.
Because why not?
Didn't that happen recently somewhere else that we were talking about this in the news or something?
I think it's happened a couple of times. I remember a couple where people just got naked because they couldn't get on their flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ralph Hernandez is the man's name. He reportedly threatened to kill a gate agent from JetBlue dropped trow. He was arrested and charged with battery of a law enforcement official. Lowell Beckner is a witness.
He kept screaming that he wanted his plane for them to get the plane there, and they were trying to calm him down. The airport staff did great. That's when he walked around to the center of the area and started taking his clothes off. When he started fighting with the cops and then got thrown to the ground and still started, was kicking the police. I said, this is not going to end good.
You should have seen what he was using to direct the plane to the tarmac.
No. Oh,
really,
sir.
It was really...
I think it's a whole new meaning to chalking.
It was really inappropriate.
God.
Really inappropriate.
So, evidently, America, excuse me, is not the only country with an anthem controversy going on.
Really?
Australia has one as well. And this involves a child. There's a 9-year-old Australian girl who refused to stand during the country's national anthem out of respect for the nation's indigenous population. And she's being attacked by many prominent politicians who are even calling for her to be booted out of school.
You're kidding me.
No. Harper Nielsen is her name. She lives in Queensland. And she she refused to stand for the anthem. And we can actually hear from Harper, if you'd like.
Yeah. So is there something that, when it comes to the indigenous people, is there some sort of a lyric or something that is offensive in the song?
Yes.
Okay.
The anthem contains the line. Well, she actually explains a little bit about it in her cut.
Okay. Let's hear from her.
The dingoes go play baby.
No,
that's not
her.
That's not the right audio.
Let's hear from her.
And I'm not someone who just obliges by the rules of older people just because they're older. Advance the white people. That's what it meant when it was written. It completely disregards the Indigenous Australians who were here before us.
Well, good for her for taking a stand or not taking a stand. I would think that it would be a little egregious to boot a 9-year-old out of school because
it's a little aggressive
for like having an opinion. Is that how you teach that?
I don't know much about Australia, but this texter says that Australia remains a notoriously racist country.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Their treatment of the indigenous people is pretty poor.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and
the Aboriginals, as Zoolander said.
Do you want to define indigenous?
That would be the Aborigines that were there before the criminals from England got sent there.
Yes.
Wicked smart.
And of course, the word indigenous means those who were there from the get-go. People who
like we have Indigenous Peoples Day here in the United States October 8th.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I think it's funny that my calendar on my iPhone. A couple of calendars for holidays say Columbus Day, and one says Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh my goodness! You better file some kind of a hate speech complaint on the fact that your Outlook says Columbus Day. Are you still allowed to take Indigenous People Day off if you're not an Indigenous person?
We don't take that day off.
Okay,
that's
good.
The one federal holiday we don't take off. I know you're relieved because you do love to work on holidays.
I do. Yes, I do like to work on holidays.
Obscure reference, the television show Northern Exposure. Do you remember that?
Yes.
The indigenous people in Alaska on that day would walk around and throw tomatoes at all the white people. And that was kind of a law in the town, and it was accepted.
What a waste of delicious tomatoes.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Obscure reference, Crocodile Dundee.
From Australia?
Yeah.
All right. It is 8:58, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to EchoStore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.